Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him and we bear witness that there is no deity except Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and that Muhammad is His messenger. May Allah, peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the Day of Judgment. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعَةٌ وَتِسْعُونَ إِسْمًا مِئَةً إِلَّا وَاحِدْ مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names, 100 less one. Whomsoever had good command, good understanding, good grasping of these names, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit him or her to Jannah. And you might wonder, what is so special and powerful about the names of Allah? The names of Allah explain everything in life, and any understanding of life and explanation of life or interpretation of life away from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a form of misguidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to describe His nature to us, and He chose a very unique way, which is simple enough for the simple-minded person and sophisticated enough for the sophisticated person, which is assigning to Himself 99 names that describe His nature in a very simple way. Each name describes a nature for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those natures are essential for us to know Him. How do we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He's part of the unseen world. His names and His nature is not obvious to us because He's alam al-ghayb. He's part of the unseen world. So without Him providing us with this understanding, there's no way we can get it from anywhere. Remember, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried before on his own to understand the nature of Allah because he had no other source. And he couldn't. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded him of this situation in Surah Al-Duha by telling him, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. And he found that you are misguided, searching for Him. And He gave you the knowledge about Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the ones who benefit from knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Just think about it. A person who knows Allah is a very sweet person. We like to get close to him. We like to have him as a friend. A person who doesn't know Allah, we want to distance ourselves from him as much as possible. In Arabic we say, "Daragil ma ya'rafsh Rabbana." This is a guy who doesn't know Allah. Get away from him. Okay. The bad guys who don't know Allah make our life miserable. Look around you. Those guys who don't know Allah, the bad guys who don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make our life miserable. So by knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we live a happy life. A society that knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a blessing to humanity. A person who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a blessing. Allah facilitated knowing Him through His names, the subhanahu wa ta'ala, the 99 names. The 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are divided into two groups. The first group is called the names of beauty, Asma'ul Jamal. And the second group is called the names of greatness, Asma'ul Jalal, Asma'ul Azamati wal Jalal. The names of greatness only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves. No one in heavens and earth can be assigned any of those names of greatness or part of these names of greatness except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is part of monotheism that we have, which is the monotheism that's saying it is only one who qualifies to these names. It is only one that we can assign these names to. It is only one that owns these names. Nobody else owns even a little tiny whiny bit of these names except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that if we think or believe or react in our life in a way that reflects that someone else shares even a little tiny bit of these names with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have injured our monotheism, at-tawheed. We have violated monotheism, jarahna at-tawheed, just a little bit, by as much as we show that somebody shares these names with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, al-azamatu rida'i wal-kibriya'u izari. مَنْ نَازَعَنِي فِيهِمَا قَصَمْتُهُ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Subhanahu wa ta'ala said that greatness is my dress, glory is my gown. Whomsoever tries to share them with me, I break him and I don't care. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only one in heavens and earth that owns these names, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And monotheism is to believe and react and behave in such a way in our daily life, in a way that demonstrates that this is in our mentality, this is intrinsic in our heart. And any otherwise, that will be a violation of monotheism. On the other hand, the attributes of beauty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to share with Him. He is the most kind, and He wants us to be kind with one another. He is the most generous, and He wants us to be generous with one another. He is al-wadud, the ones who seeks the love of His creation, who are lower status than Him. We are lower status than Allah, and He seeks our love. Al-wadud seeks our love, and He wants us to seek the love of the ones who are, for of everyone, especially the ones who are lower status than us. He is the most forgiving, and He wants us to forgive one another. When He said, "Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa," He said, "I am creating a representation of myself on earth." Allah wanted us to represent His attributes of beauty on earth, to make them real life values and principles that govern our life, that controls our decision, and that manages our perception of life and our views of life. Unlike the shaitan, who wants his manners and his nature to be reflected and represented by us. The selfishness, his attributes, his names, the selfishness, greed, deception, arrogance, ego, hate, violence, injustice, all these attributes of the shaitan, he wants them to be governing rules and principles in this life. He wants us to go by these manners, which are his manners, opposite to the manners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kindness and justice. And we get to choose between, when we make a decision, we get to choose either to base our decision on strategic interest, on selfishness, in greed, on greed, materialistic benefits, or to base our decision on the moral values that represents the names of beauty, that came from the names of beauty of Allah, that represents the manners of Allah. So unlike the names of greatness, that no one, you can't call anyone the creator of all except Allah. You can't call anyone the provider of all except Allah, the Almighty except Allah. You can't call anyone the one who provides to everyone and supports everyone except Allah. You can't call anybody the knowledgeable of all except Allah. You can't assign any of these names to other than Allah, and you can't claim them to yourself. The Pharaoh who tried to claim part of them to himself, Allah crushed him in a very unique way. Anybody who tries to claim, and it's a very, very tempting thing. Shaitan was the one who tried to first claim this greatness to himself, and Allah crushed him and will crush anybody who tries to claim them to himself. But the attributes of beauty, Allah says, these are my manners. Take them and live by them on earth. As part of the fact that Allah is part of the unseen world, His names are not obvious. Unless He provides us with these names, we can't figure them out on ourselves. Remember the superstition, the superstitious beliefs of Allah, they came from ignorance. They came from lack of sources of guidance. They don't have the sources of guidance that tells them who is Allah. And probably you too have studied in the books of history about superstitions, right? My daughter's your age, and she told me that people who believed that there are so many gods. There's a God and the super God and the super super God and the super duper God. And in the day of judgment, you start from the first one, and then He judges you. If He likes you, He sends you to the next one. If He doesn't like you, He just get rid of you. And then the next one, same thing. And the next one, same thing. And then you go to the super duper one who has to sign and endorse whether your certificate, whether you go to Jannah or not. These superstitious beliefs came from the fact that there are no sources of guidance available, and people started making up these things. In our situation, we are blessed. You are born with 99 names that describe the nature of Allah that prevents you from misguidance. And they explain life. So, for example, the name the Maker will explain to us that the source of this life, the source of existence is Allah. There was no existence, and the one who brought us to existence is Allah. The people who don't believe that, they say, oh, it's evolution. Oh, we evolved from monkeys. I'm sorry, maybe you evolved from monkey, but not me. We are honorable human beings. Somebody else says, oh, we came by coincidence. Oh, get out of here. Wait, I mean, this can't be true. I mean, you're insulting our intelligence. What do you mean coincidence? Get out of here. Somebody else says, there was no existence to start with. The theory of no existence that you guys coming up with is wrong. Existence has been always there and will always remain there. So the word start doesn't exist, and the word end doesn't exist. So we were always there, existence was always there, and will always be there. And we say, wrong, this can't be true. The science itself has proven that the earth, there was a beginning, and the science itself is saying that there will be an end. So how can you claim otherwise? To us, it's very simple. Using the name Al-Khaliq, we know this life is the product of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because it's his product, any understanding away from that is going to be a form of misguidance. To give you an example how it is very difficult to understand the names of Allah without sources of guidance, let me give you this simplified example. And Allah, we always say when we use simplified examples, we always say وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is way bigger above and beyond these simplified examples. So what is that simplified example? The example will explain to you that Allah, the nature of Allah is hidden. It's not obvious. And it's hidden behind what? Behind the laws of nature. We think that the laws of nature are doing it, but it's not the laws of nature. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the ones who deny the existence of Allah because they have a problem with the baggage that comes with it. They don't have a problem that there is a creator. This doesn't bother them. What bothers them is the baggage that comes with it. Is the homework that comes with it. So they reject the baggage and they reject Allah with it. So when in any psychology class to do, for example, grief management to the people who lost a beloved one, you teach them that you have to submit to a higher thing, a higher powers. We call it, to be politically correct, we don't say God, we say higher powers. Submit to the will of the higher powers to manage the sadness, to manage the grief so that you don't kill yourself and you don't destroy your life with other. You have to submit to the higher powers. They made that, higher powers. Call it higher powers, call it Mother Nature, call it God. They all come to a conclusion to admit the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though he's hidden behind the laws of nature. Let me give you this example. Let's say, who has a child in college here? Okay. What do you do with his expenses? Don't you send him a check every month to cover his expenses? You have to, right? Now imagine that he doesn't call you to thank you. You sent him in the month of June and you sent him the check. And he doesn't call you to say, Father, thank you very much for the check. Okay? What is going to be your reaction? Well, give him the benefit of the doubt. That's the first month. How about the second month, the month of October? You send him the check and he doesn't call you to say thank you. How do you feel?
I feel bad about those other ones.
Let's say, well, you are a dad, you love him, you will still send him the check. On the third month, which is the month of November, you are really waiting to see what is going to happen. You send him the check. Let me see if he's going to call or not. He didn't call. Okay, pick up the phone. Call his number. Say, you bad boy. How come you didn't call your father? You cash the check. And you don't call your father to say thank you for the check. He says, Dad, when the mail person knocks on my door, gives me the letter that has the check, I kiss his hand. I say, thank you, Mr. Mail person. Thank you, Mr. Mail person. Oh, hold on. Daddy is getting very upset. Hold on, wait a minute. You're thanking who? Excuse me? You're thanking the mail person? Excuse me? The money is my money. It's coming out of my checking account. I am the one who sent you the money. And you kiss the hands of the mail person? The mail person is nothing but the laws of nature. The laws of nature that I use to send you the check. Because it's not going to be, the skies are not going to rain checks. These laws of nature are hiding me behind. This male person is hiding me behind. But who is the source of the check? Who is the one who is sending you the money? It is me. You should call me to say thank you. And this is how the nature of Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hiding. His names are hiding behind these laws of nature. And just imagine further that the brother calls his son. Another scenario. The brother calls his son and he says, you bad boy, you cash the check and you don't call father to say thank you, my dad, for the check. The son says, who are you? What? Who are me? I am your father. You forgot about me? What do you mean, my father? I don't have a father. What? You don't have a father? Excuse me, who changed your diaper? Where did you come from? Oh, I was a monkey, and after a car accident, I became a human. Well, wait a minute. Isn't that the truth? Isn't that what happened? Isn't that the reality? Isn't that what Allah Himself is complaining from in the Hadith al-Qudsi when He say, "Inni," and inshallah this will be the conclusion, "Inni wal-jinn wal-insu fi naba'in azim." There is a very serious matter going on between me and mankind and jinnkind. أَخْلُقُ وَيُعْبَدُ غَيْرِي. I create and they worship somebody else. أَرْزُقُ وَيُشْكَرُ غَيْرِي. I provide and they thank somebody else. خَيْرِي إِلَيْهِمْ نَازِلْ وَشَرُّهُمْ إِلَيَّ صَاعِدْ. My favors and gifts are showering them, going down, showering them, and they respond, instead of thank you, and instead of gratitude, they respond by using these favors into evil, into corruption, into promoting other than my ways, other than what I asked them to promote, into representation of the shaitan, other than representing my manners on earth. And instead of doing their earthly business, using heavenly manners, doing their earthly what? Business. That's what we hear, doing what? Earthly business. Using the manners of who? The earthly manners, the manners of the shaitan, or the heavenly manners, the manners of Allah? We're supposed to use the manners of Allah. Doing, instead of them doing their earthly business using heavenly manners, they do their earthly business using earthly manners, the manners of the shaitan. خَيْرِي إِلَيْهِمْ نَازِلْ وَشَرُّهُمْ إِلَيَّ صَاعِدْ. أتودد إليهم بالمغفرة وأنا أغنى الأغنياء عنهم ويتبغضون إلي بالمعاصي. I seek their love by gifts, giving them gifts, right? If I give you, if I buy you a PlayStation, wouldn't you love me? Oh yeah. What if I go even one step further and buy you a car? Wouldn't you all love me?
Yeah.
So that's how. See, Allah is seeking our love by what? Gifts and gifts and favors and gifts and favors. Right? This is how He seeks our love. Now we seek His anger and we upset Him by using this into the bad way instead of using it the good way. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the ones who use His favors to promote his will in life and to spread His manners. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه.
Dr. Ali Zain is a new member of our